pleasure to introduce the first of tonight's speakers, who is Tara.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, Dean. My name's Tara Mnadit. Can you hear Hodge? Good, cool. Thanks for asking me. Do you know what? I can't believe I've just said yes to this again. It's absolutely the most terrifying thing I ever did last time, and someone asked me. But I'm so grateful to this programme, do you know what I mean? It's just like, just say yes and just do it. It's not about me and how I feel right now, do you know what I mean? When I came to my first meeting, I was absolutely broken. It was the first time, the day before I come to my first meeting, it was the first time I asked for help. I phoned my mum and I told her that I couldn't stop using, and I had a two-year-old daughter that I'd dragged through my addiction. I was absolutely on my knees. And I tried everything. I tried everything to stop. I tried telling myself I loved using and I didn't want to stop. I tried killing myself. They tried locking me away. Nothing worked. Even my little girl, who I absolutely adore, you know, that love, that power wasn't great enough at all, you know what I mean? My addiction absolutely tore every relationship I had apart, the relationship with my family, and brought me to my knees, and left me in a really dark, lonely place. And I remember my first meeting, and just hearing the words that, you know, I was an addict, and that was a relief. That was a huge relief, because I thought I was, I don't know, sort of maybe spiritually devoid, you know what I mean? Just the wrong one, you know, it's like, how can someone behave like this? How can someone live like this? And that had sort of been confirmed for me in a big way, because a dear friend of mine sort of photographed a lot of my using, and it was confirmed, because people said, how can she live like this? You know, that girl doesn't know how to live. And what I heard at my first meeting, that I was an addict and that there was a way to stop, there was a solution, and to keep coming back. And I've been doing that ever since, no matter what's gone on. And it's the best thing I've ever done, you know what I mean? I love NA. No matter what's happened in my life. And coming into recovery, do you know what I mean? It was simple. People just said, get to a meeting every day, you know, ask someone to go through the work with you, you know, get involved, get a commitment, you know, do the door, say hello to people. I think the T is probably the most important commitment when you're new around, because you get to meet so many people. I remember doing the tea at Brixton, and hundreds of people on a Sunday night, but you just, you know, I couldn't even speak, I couldn't even say my name. I used to go for dinner after meetings, and I'd just sit there, but I'd see people who would go with us, and they were comfortable, and they were chatting, and that I wanted what they had, do you know what I mean? I wanted to be able to sit in that room or have that pizza and just be able to talk and be all right. And I just sit there for so long. I remember months where I just sit and I couldn't speak, but I weren't using, and that was enough. It really was. And, I asked a lady to go through the work with me, and, that I think that's when things started to change. Because I'd never really trusted another woman, and that in itself, that was terrifying, sort of asking someone, will you help me, with that kind of, there's two answers, yes and no, do you know what I mean? It's like, what if she says no? And actually, this woman, she drove me home from the first step, the convention. I went to the convention when I was really early on, a few days, and she drove me home. And we started to do the work together, and it was amazing. It was hard, you know, but she was always there on the end of the phone, and we'd meet up, and I sort of started to see that the drugs weren't sort of the problem, do you know what I mean? I was the problem, and my reactions to things, and, you know, I think when I got clean, I felt like I had no skin, you know what I mean? And that everyone could see what I was thinking, and it was just that terror, do you know what I mean? Because it's like that, all my using was about sort of turning off my head and that little chatter, and, you know, sort of having to contend with that without a drink and without a drug. And on a good day now, you know, that's really quiet. And on a bad day, it's super, super loud, you know? But even now, you know, I can be at a meeting, and after the Serenity Prayer, you know, I'll dive into my bag because it's like, what if someone don't give me a hug? Do you know what I mean? I can feel that insecure on a bad day. And on a good day, I don't care, do you know what I mean? My recovery hasn't been plain sailing. I got clean and I got a secondary illness in recovery. I spent my first 3 years, 17 months of those 3 years in hospital. I had lots of surgeries. You know, I was really, really poorly. But do you know what? My desire to stay clean, and I mean, they were pumping me full of some serious drugs. I'd come to meetings with my line in my arm. I had a permanent line in. I'd jump in a cab with someone from the fellowship and go to a meeting, and then they'd take me back to hospital. The best thing was my hospital was next to where the convention was. So I managed to actually escape a few hours a day and go to the convention and hear some amazing chairs. But, yeah, all through all that stuff happening, you know, I've been really humbled in NA. You know, I've had people move in my flat and look after my little girl for not like 2 weeks, you know, 6 months, you know, with a brand new flat waiting for them to move into. You know, I've had people sit by my bed. We've had meetings by my hospital bed. You know, I've had people sleep in my room while I'm recovering from surgery. I've really been loved and supported in NA. And, you know, I can come here no matter what, do you know what I mean? When life's good, I have to come here. I have to come here no matter what. It's not, I don't just come here when stuff's going wrong or I'm not feeling good, do you know what I mean? I need to come here and sit here and cry and go, I'm having a terrible time, but I need to come next week and go, do you know what, it's got better. I have to do both things, do you know what I mean? Because if I sit there and, you know, it's about, you know, I've heard people have stuff going on and real stuff, you know what I mean, that I think, could I get through that clean? And I watch them and, you know, they do get through it, and it kind of tells me I can get through anything. You know, recently, my sponsor that I had decided not to come to meetings anymore and socially drink, and it absolutely floored me. You know, it was really hard because she didn't go to meetings for 2 months and felt normal. You know, and she's doing okay, thank God. You know, I really hope that she's you know, safe. And I just got to a meeting every day. I had to share really honestly, you know what I mean, at that point, and get vulnerable, do you know what I mean? Because it's that thing, I couldn't save my arse and my face at the same time. You know, there was this kind of part of me going, protect her and don't say what's going on and all of this stuff, but there was a part of me that's like, I need to stay clean through this, do you know what I mean? And I just had to get back to basics and get to meetings every day, and it had to strengthen my recovery, not weaken it, is what I'm trying to say, do you know what I mean? And the sort of butterfly effect of what this has given me, you know, my daughter, you know, it's amazing. It blows me away because I can't see sort of the changes I make in recovery. I don't necessarily kind of go, oh, you're doing so well. But when I look at her, my God, do you know what I mean? Like, a week ago, I was supposed to go away and I really didn't want him. My dad had made a really cutting comment, and it really got to me because I was feeling pretty, like, you know, nervous about it anyway, because I was going away on my own. And she phoned a friend in recovery and asked him to get me to go. And I didn't know that till yesterday. You know, I love the sort of what it's given her, do you know what I mean? I can't even put it into words. You know, she was kind of like a child trying to be an adult in my addiction, and actually sort of in my recovery, it's given her a freedom to be a little girl again, and she's absolutely blossomed. She's absolutely blossomed. You know, God, man, it blows me away. And I can be there for her, and I can listen, and I don't try and give her advice. And I've learnt that here, do you know what I mean? If someone comes to me and they've got shit going on, don't try and tell them what to do. Sometimes people just want someone to listen to them, do you know what I mean? They don't need an answer. And you know, the greatest thing, sort of, I did 4 years of meetings, and I was so scared to sort of do my life and sort of my career and all of that stuff, and I'm doing that today, do you know what I mean? I'm doing that because it was that thing of knowing I needed to deal with something and not dealing with it, and it dealt with me. I went back out for 24 hours and actually it was the fucking most painful, but the most amazing thing, because I was like, I have to do my recovery and my life. I can't, you know, and I have been, and it's been scary and it's been amazing. And I just turn up, you know what I mean? I just turn up, that's all I do. You know, I went away last week and just did a meeting every day and got sort of into the middle of the fellowship where I was, and was looked after and looked out for, and people sat with me till 1 a.m. and we chatted, and it was just like being in London. It was lovely, you know? I'm so glad that I found NA, and it's given me my life back. It's given me a relationship with my family back, you know, and some amazing friends, and a journey, do you know what I mean? A sort of journey that I've kind of got to know myself a bit more, and you know, I have to do this stuff because I need to stay clean, because, you know, without this, I haven't got anything. I'll leave it there.
Thank you.